Growth mindset and habit formation are more linked than you may think. In today's episode, I talk about a quote from Mindset by Carol Dweck and tie it in with Lessons from Atomic Habits by James Clear. We talk about goals, identity, why becoming is better than being, and what exactly helps you to build a good habit. If that sounds useful, then keep listening. Welcome to the Book Basement Podcast, where I, Santi, talk about books 5 times a week. On Mondays, you can expect a longer interview, book review, or other book-related content. The rest of the weekdays, I share a book quote I found interesting and break down its meaning. Join me as we learn more about books, their meanings, and get some amazing reading recommendations along the way. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello and welcome to a book quote episode of the Book Basement Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a quote from the book Mindset by Carol S. Dweck, a psychologist that breaks down everything that there needs to be known about growth mindset and how it applies to relationships, school, and any other kind of work or teaching. Today's quote reads, "There was a saying in the 1960s that went, becoming is better than being. The fixed mindset does not allow people the luxury of becoming. They already have to be," end quote. Becoming is better than being. Could it be true that a path towards something is better, more enjoyable, and more fruitful than the ending itself? James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, says, quote, "The more evidence you have for a belief, the more strongly you will believe it," end quote. By building good habits, or rather, by going on the journey to good habit formation, you are proving to yourself or giving yourself evidence that you are capable of change and good habit. On habit formation, Clear also writes, quote, "The focus should always be on becoming that type of person, not getting a particular outcome," end quote. There, the connection becomes apparent. Becoming is more important than being. Why? Because through becoming, we reinforce the habit identity either broadly, as in I'm capable of forming good habits, or specifically, like I'm the kind of person that goes to the gym. Through enforcing the habit identity, we not only step towards forming the habit itself, but also towards acknowledging that yes, we can facilitate good change in our lives. If you travel through a scorching hot, tumultuous desert, you will come out the other side knowing you are capable of the end goal. In other words, through journey, you will facilitate future destination. You will add tally marks to your ability to set out on more journeys. Small steps are progress nonetheless. And making progress on becoming is already proving that you can be. In context to this quote, if we have a fixed mindset, if we believe that we are nothing but predetermined characteristics, we will never turn on the treadmill, since in our minds, we are incapable of even going on the journey. Prove yourself capable of future becomings. Take those small incremental steps that push you towards everlasting change. You can't get to work without walking there, so enjoy the walk, smell the roses, and look up. By taking those steps, you are not only inching closer to the destination, but you are also acknowledging that yes, you can indeed walk. I hope you learned something from today's quote, and it's incredible that we're inching towards 100 episodes of this podcast. I do still love doing it. Every day I look forward to writing the day's episode. It's also a good excuse to reinforce some of the stuff that I've read in books and to resurface these topics, because many of these come from books that I haven't picked up in months. So getting to write about these actually helps me continue to push those ideas in my own life. If anything, this podcast is as much for me as it is for you guys, because it helps me better understand these topics and more effectively apply them to my own life, if that makes sense. Because here I'm not preaching, I'm just saying what the book is saying in different words and adding my own twist on it and tying different concepts from different branches of knowledge that may help you understand why a concept is true or why it can be applied in the situation that I'm talking about. But yeah, I'm just very grateful for everything that this show has become, and I hope that you continue to enjoy it. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for dedicating your time and listening to this episode. Remember, we also have a weekly newsletter, the Book Basement Bulletin. Sign up by going to the link in the show notes or by visiting thebookbasement.substack.com. Also in the show notes, a link to purchase the book I talked about in this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us immensely. Finally, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at bookbasementpod. That is bookbasementPOD. Once again, thank you for stopping by, and I hope to see you soon.